Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, in this segment, we are going to talk tight ends in the 2021 season. A week ago, we found out that Zach Kuntz has entered the transfer portal. And so it gave us a good opportunity to revisit the position, take a look and see where things stand. The first thing, obviously, that stands out prior to Zach Kuntz is Pat Freiermuth. No surprise to anybody. Pat Freiermuth moved on. We'll be seeing him on Sundays come this fall. But with that said, it seems like the position is still in pretty good hands.
Yeah, it's one of those positions where you probably can't really afford an injury. But if all goes to plan, they've got their 1-2 punch there. And I think they like what they have in Tyler Warren. But I think in 2021, I think it's okay to be a little bit nervous about the state of the position and the state of the depth at the position. I think they're going to need to, no tight end prospects in the 2021 class. I think that was kind of by design, but they're going to need to probably add a second one. You know, when Tyler Bowen moved on to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Holden Stays, the four-star, also decommitted and explored his options, which, you know, like I think you mentioned in the previous segment, that's bound to happen. It's kind of one of those, you got to take one step backwards to try to take two steps forward. They still got Jerry Cross in the mix there, but I do think they're going to need some more bodies at that spot. I think they're in okay shape, but, you know, having two, maybe three tight ends, you know, it's football. Stuff happens, and I think they're not in the optimal position for stuff to happen. I think that would be my thought on it.
Well, in the 21 class, didn't they bring in Khalil Dinkins?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was late in the game. Yeah, that's my fault. But yeah, and he's a kid who looks like he might be underrated too. You know, he's a kid, like he just seems to get results on the field wherever you put him. He gets results on the basketball court. So he's a good athlete and you know, his dad was a good athlete. So I think he could maybe be a nice addition to this mix. And that's my negligence, not putting him on my notes.
Well, Dustin, that's unacceptable. That's your one mistake for today.
I'm fired.
That's the last one, though.
Yeah.
Not fired yet. Okay. One more. All right. Anyway, let's go back to the top of the depth chart. We'll work our way down. We'll get to Tyler Warren and Khalil Dinkins. Let's start back at the top with Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. And let's go back and take a look at 2020 with Pat Freiermuth hurting. The silver lining to it was these two not only getting experience, but they got experience together. We saw they were both in the lineup. First of all, your take on their performance in 2020.
It was one of the more pleasant surprises, I think, on this team. For both, I mean, first of all, and what started us down this road in the first place was Brenton Strange. I guess it was a little bit of a surprise, but you didn't really know, you know, was Zach Kuntz ready to make a move or not going into last offseason? And he was a guy that I think very much was in a make or break kind of year last year. Either it was time to make a move or it was time, as we saw unfold, to ultimately move on. And for Brenton Strange to grab that number two tight end job right off the bat going into the season, I think told us something about both of these players. That Zach Kuntz maybe wasn't ready for that, and that Brenton Strange was. And, you know, you look at him, he's, what, 6'3", 250? I mean, he does everything pretty well. You know, I don't think you'd look at him and be like, that is an ace, you know, down the field. That is a seam-stretching tight end. But you know what? He's a very good, fluid athlete, a good receiver in that part of the game, a very willing blocker. He can move. He can run. I mean, he can do everything you need from the tight end position. He can do it at a pretty high level. And I think that was a nice, pleasant surprise. Established himself you know, is really the starter of the future. And then Theo Johnson, you know, I've been high on him right out of the gates. You know, he ended his high school career with, I think it was a shoulder injury. So I wasn't sure where things were going to stand with him. He enrolled in January, but then they didn't have spring practice or anything. So that wasn't as big of an advantage as it usually is. But you look at his frame and his length and what he can do in the passing game, I think he still has a higher ceiling than Brenton Strange, but I also think that these two seem to work pretty well in unison together, and that Theo Johnson, the pleasant surprise on his side, was that he is not, you know, he's not a glorified wide receiver. He's not a prima donna. He's not a just get me the ball kind of guy. He looked like he had a really blue collar approach too. And when you have a high four-star, you know, one of the top, I think, 80 or 100 players in the country in that cycle who is willing and able to kind of do that dirty work, you know, then you really have something. And that's what Penn State has in both of these guys. And you can weaponize that. You can do all kinds of things. Two tight ends on the field doesn't mean you're in a jumbo package and you're running. It means that these guys are set up to do one of their jobs really well. And I think that's what Penn State has.
You alluded to the ability to block and do the dirty work, and I believe both these guys showed that they were willing blockers. Now we bring in Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator. In a Meet the Media, he talked about using an H-back, which would mean, right, the tight end coming into the backfield and doing some blocking, which, by the way, Penn State did some of that last year. And so it seems like in watching some highlights from Mike Yurcich's offense, it looks like he's prepared to take advantage of that ability, Dustin.
You know, it's running the football is a numbers game, and you're trying to win the numbers game. And having, you know, really mobile tight ends who are willing to block helps you win the numbers game. It creates uncertainty for the other team. And, you know, Mike Yurcich definitely has the reputation, and he's earned the reputation to be able to push the ball down the field and put up 40 points week in and week out. But I think you've also seen him experience some success at spreading teams out and doing some things like, you know, using the tight end as an H-back. I think no matter how innovative you are, that's a concept that you can use, and your offense can be better because of it. But he's had success in creating these dynamics and creating room in the running game. And that's going to be part of what Penn State does. It's going to be something that Penn State leans on, especially, you know, if you don't see the progress you want to see from Sean Clifford in the passing game. But I think both of these guys, Strange and Johnson, can help in both of those regards. So I think they're going to be so instrumental in all the things that Penn State wants to do. They're going to bring a whole new dynamic to the receiving game. You know that Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington, they're really, really good players. They're small wide receivers. You know, they do what they do, and they do it really, really well. You don't really know who the number three is going to be, but you also have these two tight ends who are capable of making an impact there too.
Isn't that another place where there's an advantage of being able to play a couple tight ends? If you are concerned about your depth at wide receiver and you're not always going to have three wide receivers on the field, it's okay, then what? The then what could be two tight ends.
Yeah, and Penn State has two really good ones. I think for the reasons that I mentioned, you know, they're such good athletes. They're not pigeonholed into one thing or another. So often you see two tight ends on the field where, or two tight ends, you know, on a depth chart where one's the blocking guy and one's the receiving threat. I think Penn State has a rare situation where both of these guys are both of those things. And I think that's something that Mike Yurcich can really lean on and use to his advantage.
The one thing with, as we alluded to, with Zach Kuntz moving on, is the depth takes a hit. So now we've got to start talking about who's next in line. Next in line, next up, is Tyler Warren. The interesting thing with him, Dustin, is that he was a high school quarterback. Now, the downside to that is he doesn't have all the experience playing tight end. The flip side of it is, and I like this a lot, the kid who's playing quarterback in high school is usually your best athlete and your best player. I like that. And it's not like he was playing right guard. He was playing quarterback, which probably speaks to his athleticism, but probably also speaks to his understanding of the passing game. So I would like to see more of Tyler Warren.
Well, I think, like it or not, you're probably going to see more of Tyler Warren. It's in Penn State's best interest right now to make sure that he's got some game reps under his belt in the event of emergency. And moving forward, you know, you need to get him to a place where he's got actual game experience as a tight end. And like you mentioned, I think it's not all quarterbacks who can do this, but the quarterback who is a true dual threat, a running guy who looks like a cheat code in high school. The way he moves and his frame, it was fun to watch him play quarterback. But you talk about Penn State and their philosophy of taking attributes or physical tools and projecting them and saying where they think that they fit the best. Tyler Warren is one of the best cases of that. They saw his frame and the way he moved and really believed that he had the ability to be a high-end tight end. And I think they still maintain that belief in him. And you've seen quarterbacks make the move, you know, Julian Edelman, for example. You've seen quarterbacks make the move to other positions when they need to. There's a bunch
Lonnie
of
White.
Them.
How about Lonnie White?
Lonnie White, and he did that at the high school level first. So yeah, I think there's a lot of examples of really athletic quarterbacks moving on and becoming. There's not that many where they're going from quarterback to tight end though. Tyler Warren is a rarity in that regard. But I like what I've seen so far on film, and it seems like Penn State really likes him too.
Then, just to quickly in the last minute or so we have left, Dustin, it's Khalil Dinkins. Incoming in the 21 class, and then in the 22 class, Jerry Cross, and then we also lost one tight end from the 2022 class that happened with the changeover in tight end coaching.
Yeah, so Jerry Cross is still standing. Mega Barnwell was in the 23 class, and he That's decommitted, right. Which, you know, we're 2-3 years out from his commitment to when he could actually make that commitment official. But Jerry Cross has some nice, raw physical ability. He's still got another year of high school left. You already see him in that, you know, 6'4", 225 range. He can grow into that. He's a good athlete. He kind of fits the same mold as like a Brenton Strange did coming out of high school, where you can't really say, okay, he's a standout in this area or another, but he's a fluid athlete who looks like he can run, catch, and block. And what else could you possibly want from the tight end besides that, those core qualities? And especially at Penn State, where they really want to block. And you don't always see tight ends who are willing to do that.
No, you really don't. And even I don't think Mike Gesicki was a guy who was looking to block all the time. But since then, it appears it's become tight end university. They've done very, very well the last several years. And I think with this group, they will continue that. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three. It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their peachy paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about sauces like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.